Record cold in the Midwest. The State of the Union has a date and Apple goes gaming. Good morning. This is Cheddar's Need to Know podcast for Tuesday, January 29th, 2019. I'm Carlo Versano here with Jill Wagner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jill. Here's what's happening today.
All right. It is colder right now in Chicago than it is in Antarctica. Nearly 80% of the U.S. population will face temperatures below freezing this week as a blast of cold air spreads from New England to the Gulf Coast. In the upper Midwest, wind chills over the next several days could reach as low as minus 60 degrees. Chicago is actually expected to tie its all-time record low of minus 27 on Thursday.
So listen to this. If you're 25 or younger and you live in the Midwest, you've probably never felt temperatures this cold in your life. The Chicago River is frozen over. It's going to snow all the way down in Mississippi and Georgia. But we just got to get through these next couple of days, Jill. Looks like things are going to thaw out by the weekend. It's going to be a balmy 20 in Chicago on Friday.
I guess it is all relative.
Exactly.
All right, we've got a date. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has formally invited President Trump to deliver the State of the Union address in front of Congress on February 5th. That is a week later than originally scheduled. The president's accepted the invite.
Okay, you know, I've said this before. I'll say it again. Let's kill off the State of the Union. Just have the president deliver it in writing like they used to do back in the day. Jill, no matter who the president is, this thing is just theater. Get rid of it.
Hot take. Early in the morning,
you know,
Garland. All right, Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker says that he thinks that Robert Mueller's investigation is close to being completed. Multiple people have been indicted as a result of the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
Oh, yeah. So this got Twitter going yesterday, right? A lot of people are parsing whether Whitaker was just kind of speaking extemporaneously here or if he actually knows the investigation is coming to an end. You know, he does oversee it right now. Whitaker has been antagonistic towards the special counsel investigation in the past, but he said yesterday that those statements were made as a private citizen.
The U.S. charged the Chinese telecom giant Huawei with 23 counts of wire fraud, obstruction of justice, and stealing trade secrets. The Justice Department alleges that Huawei, which is the number two smartphone maker in the world, offered bonuses to employees who stole confidential information from T-Mobile, among others.
So China just hit back at the U.S. saying we're trying to, quote, kill Chinese companies. The thing is, the Chinese delegation is coming this week to the U.S. to try and reach a deal on the trade war. So that's the context that this is all happening in, right? It's hard to imagine that the Chinese delegation is going to be in the mood to cut a deal when we just indicted what is arguably their most important company. But I guess we'll see.
And Apple planning a monthly subscription service for games. Sources tell Cheddar that the, quote, Netflix for gaming service is in the early stages of development and would give Apple another revenue stream as iPhone sales slow down.
So, yeah, our own Alex Heath broke this story yesterday, and I was talking to him a little bit about it. He said this is all about the services business for Apple. So we know the Apple iPhone sales are slowing, right? Just about everyone who wants an iPhone has one, and people are replacing them less frequently. So Apple needs a new way to get more revenue that it can count on every month. So you have things like iCloud storage, iTunes, paid apps, all these little ways we give them money. This sort of Netflix for game service would make sense in that context. That said, you know, I'm not a big gamer, but it's my understanding that the popular games like Fortnite, they're all free, and the developers make money from the in-app purchases. So it's a little bit unclear to me like if that's how Apple's going to make cash on this, but it's a big deal.
It could be genius. I think we'll have to see
how it
plays out. And file this under the worst weekend ever. A woman was rescued after being trapped in a New York City elevator for 3 days. The woman is a housekeeper at an Upper East Side townhouse. That is where the elevator got stuck on Friday. And Carlo, it was not until Monday that someone called 911 to report that something was wrong. Could you even imagine?
I'd like to think that if I vanished for 3 days, somebody would notice.
I would notice.
Thanks. But yeah, this is my nightmare. I was stuck in an elevator once for like 20 minutes, and the FDNY had to come and rescue us, and it was a very harrowing experience. But 3 days, yikes.
Yeah, I was stuck in an elevator, and it was during the blackout of 2003.
I remember that, yeah, of course.
And this was just a couple years after 9/11, so we our mind unfortunately went to the worst.
Right. You know, I think I have to say it's sort of like a rite of passage for New Yorkers, I think, to be stuck in an elevator. But this, luckily this woman is okay. All I can say is they better pay her overtime for working.
Absolutely. And that's what you need to know for Tuesday. Have a great day.
Bye, everyone.